10 minutes into the game, and I had the ball in my hands, and a kid was in a sprint, and he hit me with a knee right in the jaw. So it broke on both sides. It was a biangular fracture on both sides. And along with that was a severe concussion that lasted 5 months. I didn't really know where I was, but I knew I had a concussion because I had one a couple months prior, but this one was a lot worse. And I called my parents crying. And the first concussion, I didn't cry at all. This one was just like really, really emotional. On the bus ride home, I got really tired and I cried at least 10 times for 2 minutes, and then realized I was just wondering why I was crying and then I'd stop. But then all of a sudden I cried again. It kept going on for at least an hour until I got to where I was to meet up with my dad. And it's just, this one was a lot worse than the one I had prior. I got
a headache within the first 10 minutes, and then I just got really tired. I couldn't focus, I couldn't do anything. My vision was really blurred. My vision was what was affected the most from this. And so my eyes wouldn't converge. My left eye was a lot slower than my right. And so my eyes just weren't working together. And so that's what made everything so much harder. Looking up and down, looking across the room, looking everywhere. I think people need to realize that I can't go to school because of my concussion. And I'm coming back next year because of my concussion. And it's not something I want to do. It's not something anyone wants to do. And so I think they just need to realize that I'm here for a reason and then should be accepted like everyone else. I kind of looked at it like I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think concussions were a big deal. I thought you just get headaches and then just go away. But after this one, I look at it totally differently. I take concussions seriously, and everyone else should. It's not something to be played with.